From WLRN in Miami, it's Chris American Life. I'm Kenny Malone. Every weekday, thousands upon thousands of South Floridians wake up, jump in their car, and merge onto I-95 for their commute. And as we mentioned before, as part of our End of the Road series, those commuters are in some elite company.
Look, I gotta take, watch, look.
Our own Christine DiMattei.
Is this what I'm talking about?
At this point in her commute, Chris went from 60 miles an hour to gridlock in like 10 seconds, which she says happens all the time.
It seems to me that's a certain circle of hell, isn't it? Like,
I don't think Dante could have conceived of this one.
Yep. I-95 makes for a hellacious commute. So we wanted to do something special for a select few I-95 commuters, to WLRNify their commute, if you will. Give it the public radio makeover. We're looking for nominees. Maybe a colleague who organizes the office carpool, a friend who spends an entire commute singing show tunes, a sibling who's scared to leave the right lane. You can send your nominations to me personally, kmalone@miamiherald.com. And to give you a taste of what a public radio makeover might sound like, we wanted to reimagine Christine DiMattei's commute as two of the most famous public radio shows.
Hello, you're on Car Talk.
It's This American Life.
It turns out those shows have been on the air for so long, there's an archive of Click and Clack and Ira Glass pretty much saying anything you can imagine, including the name of this series.
Act 5, End of the Road.
And so today, to salute the I-95 commuters, we bring you, in two acts, a remixed public radio makeover of Christine DiMattei's commute. Act 1, Chris American Life. Ira Glass gets edited into Christine DiMattei's commute. Act 2, Chris and Clack, the Car Talk guys, hear Christine out on a real problem she has. Here's Ira Glass.
It is hard for an American to just hit the road without some expectations. Take Christine.
I play this little game with myself. I say, if I can get out of Broward County within a half an hour, I'm doing great.
Really? Like, you feel like, okay, I'm on this big road trip, I'm supposed to have a revelation.
You know, it's interesting you should say that, because just the other day, I was doing this commute, and I looked over and I saw a pond over on the side of the highway. It's just, I never noticed it. I think you don't dare take your eyes off of what's ahead of you. The traffic is so unpredictable and the drivers are so unpredictable that I think it would be foolhardy to take your eyes off the road, which is a shame because there are a lot of interesting things to see along this commute.
Any road trip is going to feel longer than you think it will. And you'll be tired and you won't get a meal exactly when you're hungry. And you're probably not going to find out what it is that you got on the road to find out in the first place. From WBEZ Chicago, it's This American Life. I'm Ira Glass. Today's program, Rush Hour Commute.
Act 2, Chris and Clack. From her morning I-95 commute, Christine DiMattei explains a real problem she's having right now with her car. We remixed her gripe with old Car Talk episodes.
Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Clack, the Tappert Brothers, and we're here to talk about cars, car repair. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Yeah, good morning. I am Christine DiMattei.
Christine with a C-H, huh?
That's the C-H, conventional spelling.
What can we do for you?
Okay, I am on my daily commute, and this happens whenever I'm driving and I make a turn. There's this awful squeal, and it's really embarrassing because I see pedestrians on the street. I see their heads turn toward me.
I like it already.
I see other drivers, they're turning towards me, and they're giving me a dirty look, and it sounds like this.
My brother's got that look on his face like, what the hell?
So there's just the tip of the iceberg for what is possible with a public radio makeover of your I-95 commute or your colleagues or your friends. Again, you can send nominations to me personally. My email is kmalone@miamiherald.com. That's kmalone@miamiherald.com. You're listening to WLRN, Miami Herald News.